And now from one American institution to another.
The defendant is not guilty. But somebody in this courtroom is.
You might recognize it. That's one of fiction's greatest legal minds, Atticus Finch, as portrayed by Gregory Peck, making his closing argument in the film adaptation of To Kill a Mockingbird. The novel itself, about a white lawyer defending a falsely accused black man in the segregation-era South, won the Pulitzer Prize for its author Harper Lee and is considered an American classic. And now, just like Finch, the 87-year-old Lee is turning to the courts for justice.
Now, gentlemen, in this country, our courts are the great levelers. In our courts, all men are created equal.
Lee is suing, charging that the son-in-law of her longtime agent duped her into giving him the book's copyright by taking advantage of her failing hearing and eyesight. She filed a suit last week in a federal court in Manhattan. Harper Lee is famously reclusive. She hasn't published another novel since To Kill a Mockingbird and very rarely speaks to the press. But through her book, she has made her views very clear about the legal system, courage, and justice.
I'm no idealist. To believe firmly in the integrity of our courts and of our jury system, that's no ideal to me. That is a living, working reality.
A reality Harper Lee is now putting to the test. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.